Recording All right. Started.
Thank you. The recording is started. We'll call the meeting of Point Phase One Public Infrastructure District Number One to order at 11:01 a.m. on March 19th, 2026. In attendance, we have all five board members, Jay, Robert, Zach, Trevor, and Mike. From Pinnacle, we have myself, Jake, Brendan, Derek, and Jason. From WBA, Megan and Blair. And then from the connection group, we have Andrew on the line. Our first order of business is approval of the agenda that was distributed to the board earlier, and I have it up on the screen here. If there aren't changes or additions to the agenda, we'd entertain a motion to approve as presented, please.
I'll motion to approve as presented.
Second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. There's an item here for public comment. I don't see any members of the public on the line, but if there is anyone that would like to speak as a public member, please do so at this time. Hearing none, we'll move on. There's an item here for director comment. Would any of the directors like to make comments or bring anything up before we get into the action items? All right. Hearing none, we'll move to our first action item, which is approval of the minutes. Those are in your packet from February 19th. If there's no questions or changes, I'd entertain a motion to approve as presented, please.
Hey, Shannon, I've got some changes. If you could go down to the, I think it was under the discussion items. Yeah. So I had just shared that we had presented an update on the event venue, noting that the design contract was awarded to Layton. That was actually the construction contract, not design. And then says that the district expects $7 to $8 million in design changes. That's really tied to the related construction costs from the design. So we just need anything tied to Layton is construction, not design.
Understood. Jake, you have that note to make that change to amend?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Thanks, Jay. Is there anything else you saw on there, or other board members?
That's all I saw.
I'd make a motion to approve as amended by Jay.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Motion carries. Thank you for that. We'll make those changes for the record and post those on the Utah website now that they're approved. Moving on, Megan, or you want to take these next few?
Happy to. Good morning, everyone. We're on item.
Yeah, yes. I think there's some feedback coming from Zach.
Alrighty.
Sorry, dude.
That's always Zach.
Okay.
Let me try again.
Okay, great. Good morning. So we're on item 2B. This is a letter to WaterPro Inc. And I'll lean on Jay and Robert to help me a little bit. So there's going to be some water improvements having to do with the promenade infrastructure. And we need this letter to be sent on behalf of PID number one to WaterPro to avoid some surety posting requirements. Now, keep in mind that R&O Construction will be building these improvements, and they will still be required to post the necessary bonds as required by the Procurement Act with the PID. But this prevents the PID from posting bonds and surety with WaterPro. Jay or Robert, anything to add?
Robert, yeah. I don't know if you saw my text. I was hoping you could give some color to that.
Yeah, I can. Had a conversation with WaterPro, and then had Jared assisting Jared with TPP, assisting to get this done, who then coordinated with Megan and with WaterPro. We're following the same process that DFCM went through with WaterPro as a public entity. And so they had the playbook, and we just, they sent us their information on how they kind of were interacted with WaterPro. We contacted WaterPro and said, hey, can we follow the same process? They said, yeah, if you want to write the same letter that, that DFCM wrote us, we would approve it. So you don't have to post a bond as the PID. Contractor would, but, so that's really it. So this is the letter that is associated that, that we've modified related to the PID. This really gets us around saying that, you know, we're a public entity, so can we get around it? And they're essentially approving it so that we can get our permit associated with the infrastructure work.
Okay, that's looking helpful. For a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve with that background.
I will second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Okay, the next item before you is change order one to the Gensler contract. They're providing architectural services to the event center, and this change order includes wayfinding services or wayfinding signs related to the event center. The total amount is $176,000. And as a reminder, this is just a change order to an existing AIA contract. Happy to answer questions.
Context here, I can give some, which is this was really just a scope miss effectively. It just was not part of the scope. So we're adding that scope into, which is necessary for the event venue. That's really the whole story.
Seeking a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Next, there's a little bit of a confusion on these two, so thanks for being patient with us and the late post-packet items. So we're on the fourth addendum for Kinley Horn. This is an additional scope for $47,300. And we did receive this morning or last night, Andrew. I don't remember the engineer's opinion as to fair value on this, and the change from the one you saw in the early packet is shown in red here. The traffic impact fee study has been determined to not be PID eligible, so that's crossed out in red and brings the changes the totals that you can see in the table there.
Yeah, we I don't know if that was engineer approved, but I caught this and we pulled this off kind of preemptively from what was there, because this traffic impact study, really, even though it's being done by Kinley, is for impact fees that really benefit the whole project. And so to an extent, maybe the PID, you could pro rata share a small portion of it, but effectively we've just said, hey, this benefits the project. So we've pulled it off here. And that's the reason for the adjustment there.
Is there a motion to approve?
All motion to approve, as shown.
Second.
Okay.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. The final item is an ad services addendum with Rios. Again, this is what was corrected from the pre-packet to the post-packet. So this fourth ad services addendum is for $12,500. And we have received the engineer's opinion as to fair market value for this.
So I just have a question on this. And I'm not sure who I'm sending this to, but I just feel like Rios is like death by a thousand razor blades. Do we, like, when do we stop doing all these addendums? I mean, I know there's scope changes and related items, but feels like it just keeps picking at a like a crow. I'm not saying it's not warranted, but when we have a fourth addendum to an original contract, it feels like a lot to me.
Yeah, we are. I mean, I don't know the specifics of this, and I would maybe look to Zach if you know, but I do know in those calls that we are shifting continually. So it doesn't surprise me from that perspective, but I don't know the specifics of this one.
Yeah. I think it's, I think it's a point well taken, Jay, and I had kind of some of the similar feeling with them and Kim Lehorn. I think there's been, you know, we're shifting the ground plane with Convergence Hall. Like, we're shifting some plans around on the promenade. We're changing some things with H5A. So I think there's just a lot of changes going on as we update, you know, the different buildings and the different aspects of it. So I think that's where a lot of it's coming from. But I don't disagree that it, you know, holistically, we got to kind of look at this and make sure we're not, they don't just kind of look at this as a kitty jar that they can keep tapping into.
I do know the fire change. I'm familiar with that change that was required based on we had designed the promenade road. And then based on Convergence Hall's design, they're having to edit that design for fire. So I'm familiar with that change, and that's a legit change. I'm assuming they're all legit, but I'm
I'm not suggesting that they're not legitimate. It's when I see phase one install all streetlights, like, did we not think there was going to be streetlights, and why is that not in the original scope? That was the one that kind of triggered my thought. Obviously we're doing a lot of things, but and there are changes like Zach mentioned, but to think that we're not installing streetlights in the original scope feels like either a miss on their end, or maybe we missed it on our end. So I'm not suggesting we don't approve it. I think we need to be a little more diligent at pushing back on some of this stuff, because we're getting to the very tail end of the design and everything else.
Is there any more detail?
Sorry,
Jay, didn't mean to walk on.
No, go ahead, Mike.
Is there any more detail with the breakdown of cost, or is it just kind of phase one, phase two, and then they just list out some items and give you a number?
It's kind of what it feels like.
On the last page, they show some exhibits with their interim landscaping. And I believe a substantial amount of these costs come from not that they didn't like bid that in their original proposal. I'm not entirely sure, because I wasn't involved in that process, but splitting it out into two separate construction drawings, that takes a lot of effort from a design perspective in general. And building in those interim landscape designs are going to help with costs in the long term. So, you know, things aren't having to be rebuilt or redesigned as developers adjacent to the road have to come in and build.
And I think we can expect that this is going to occur again, because the direction now is to split out the plans. I think we should all expect that there's another bill coming to do that.
Hey, just a thought. Would it make more sense to not approve this modification and to actually have a coordination meeting and create a plan that everybody can buy into, and then modify their contract according to the approved plan?
Well, I think this is for work that they've done.
Oh, okay.
But you're talking, Mike, about what I think the discussions we've had over the last day, which are the plan of breaking things out and which, yes, to where you're going. But I think this is for work.
Different work. Here. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just reading the scope there, and it was talking about sacrificial asphalt, and then, you know, demoing sacrificial asphalt and then putting down a real or permanent asphalt. And I was thinking, isn't that kind of what we were talking about? But maybe this is just different.
I think, yeah, maybe we can go offline, sure. Not offline, but on another meeting to talk through these specifics. I don't know if anyone else has.
I kind of tend to agree with Mike. And I think we kind of loop in Eric and we get a, you know, some additional explanation on it.
Are you talking about this specific one or future ones, that one?
This and future, yeah. It's kind of hard to, you know, from my seat, you know, Jane, Robert, I'm not on all the promenade design meetings, so it's hard to get this and say, oh yeah, that sounds right, you know. So I think it'd be helpful to have context on, to Mike's point, you know, Rios, here's the complete picture, you know, here's what you've got kind of still outstanding, your schedule values, kind of where you sit on your design contract. And I feel like that's kind of a little bit of a picture we're missing on this.
I think that's,
I don't want to wait a month. I don't want to leave Rios hanging until our next board meeting for a month. Maybe we can improve subject to follow up or something, right? But I also kind of would like to.
I just want to put a cap. I want to put a cap on it. Not necessarily a financial cap, but I want them to acknowledge and recognize that we're watching this, because I feel like it's just, to Mike's point, it's like, here's three things we did and here's a number, and we don't push back on it. And I think we have a responsibility to do that.
Well, and yeah, I don't know that that's fully, I mean, as the PID board, maybe that's the case. I mean, I know that Eric is leading the charge here with Rios oversight of this process. So I think it's just getting some additional explanation behind it.
Yeah. And I trust Eric for sure. He does a really good job with contracts and such. It just feels like never ends.
Yeah. And I think
what we're missing here is information, right? I mean, there's a feeling we're having, but we're making those assumptions without really the backup and information. And so I think that's what we need, is the information to make the proper determination.
Hey, Zach, can you mute? Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
I was just, one final comment there. I think that I'm blending two different scopes of work, and that's what's confusing. You know, I'm reading about asphalt permanent and sacrificial asphalt, and I'm thinking about the bigger picture of phasing, where I think this is really tied to Convergence Hall and the modifications needed for the fire lane and things, and to adapt to their plan. So I think we're talking about two different things.
I think you're right, Mike. You're right, yeah. You can see that below is the Convergence Hall modification that they're having to edit. That's a fire lane access, which they're now redesigning. And so, you know, that's a valid thing from a designer spec perspective, because they've done the work and now they're doing it again, right? They've done the work that we had directed.
Yeah, and I guess to Jay's point, though, why didn't they meet with the fire marshal and understand these requirements prior to design?
This Convergence Hall changed their design.
Oh, okay.
We designed the promenade, and then Convergence Hall has changed their design, which now, in order to accommodate, they have to change the promenade design because of Convergence Hall.
Got you. Yeah, I get it.
So, but to close at least my comment is that I feel like we're close enough to the end of the game here that we should be able to not have three more change orders. Robert, I hear you, the probably one more. I just, between them and to Zach's point, Kimberly, kind of the same way, I feel like we just keep getting dinged for things that either miss scope on our side or their side or whatever, but I'll leave it at that.
Okay, so where do we want to go from here? Do we want to approve it subject to more information? Do we not want to approve it? Where do we want to go?
I think it needs to be approved. If it's Convergence Hall in the fire lane, it has to be done.
And if it's work already done, I agree with that.
They've already done it.
Yeah, I just, somehow we need to, and I'm happy to call Eric on the side and just share that I'm getting a little uncomfortable with all these, and then just so that he's watching it from a PID perspective. if that's okay, I'm happy to do that, but I'm also in agreement that we need to approve it. I just don't want to feel this way 3, 4, 5 months from now.
I think it's totally fair to do, Jay. I think the other thing that will help is information, like, because we don't have it here. If Eric were here or Aaron were here to explain some of these things, you might say, oh, that's completely reasonable. Oh, I see it. But you're feeling that without the information. And so before, I mean, it's okay to communicate the feeling, but before you read the Riot Act, let's make sure that we have the information. And then, you know, part of the reason you may be feeling that is because we don't have it. Right.
Yeah. But I'm on almost all those meetings, and I don't hear conversations about design change and design fee adjustments. And even though Eric's probably having them on the side. So
I think what may be happening is we're telling the consultants that they need to do these things.
Yeah.
And the result that they need to speak up and say, okay, if you want us to do that, then that means there's a fee scope as opposed to just.
No, I think you're right. I think we're providing design direction without, you know, making the acknowledgement of fee increases. So anyway, I'm not trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. I just, between this and Kimley Horn, I feel like every meeting we're doing this increase. So.
All right.
And Megan. Context, you approved first additional addendums in August for both Kimley and Rios, second additional addendums in October, third in February, and fourth in March. So it feels like back-to-back because it is back-to-back, but there was a gap between October and February.
Yeah.
Ready to call for a vote?
I'd move to approve it as presented with, you know, the additional discussion, and I'll have a conversation with Eric.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Megan. Are there any discussion items from the board or staff? Hearing none, our administrative non-action item is a reminder and confirmation of completed annual trustee training for the Open Meetings Act training for 2026. Does anyone need that? I can send out the link to the group in case you haven't completed that, so everyone has where that training is. It's a yearly open meetings requirement training.
I don't think I've done it in the year of 2026. I know I've
done it. Do we have to do that every year, Shannon?
Yes, it is a yearly training for that. I think isn't there a one-time trustee overall training, then the open meetings is every year, if I recall?
You got it right, Shannon. Yep. And it's just once, regardless of how many PID boards you're on, so you don't have to do it, you know, 9 times here. If you're on other PID boards, you don't have to do it for those, but you do have to do it once a year.
If you could resend that, that'd be good, because I'm like Robert, I don't think I've done it in 2026.
Okay, I'll resend to the whole board.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anything else that the board would like to cover before we adjourn today?
Nothing from me.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, motion to adjourn.
Yeah, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you all. We're adjourned at 11:25 a.m. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, all.
Take care.
Thank you.